بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال الله تبارك وتعالى ادعوني أستجيب لكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك أو كما قال عليه السلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين لتسلسل الدروس الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اما بعد from the oceans of knowledge and wisdom of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his many beautiful du'as and supplications which he taught to his ummah. And the reason why he taught his dua, these du'as to his ummah was that the ummah must be able to ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best possible way, for the best possible things. So therefore, he personally taught us how to ask and what to ask. We ask according to our limited understanding, whatever is in front of us, according to our very limited knowledge and understanding, we will ask according to that. But he taught us the way of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most superior form. And there is a treasure chest of such du'as that he has taught us, especially in the times that we are in. Especially in the condition that we find ourselves in the world today. Globally, internationally, and then locally, regionally, all over the world, conditions are deteriorating and people are gripped with worry, fear, anxiety, concerns, which is a human reaction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us human beings, and when conditions of adversity come, then it is natural that we should feel that worry, that concern, that anxiety. It's a natural human feeling. But how do we overcome these fears, these anxieties and these worries? Then that is what has been taught to us. And those du'as have been given to us that if we hold fast and hold tight to these du'as, then in the most turbulent times, we will find peace of heart and peace of mind. And the storms outside will not affect our heart, which will be at peace and at rest. The example is like if we have a terrible storm like we had a few nights ago. Very, very fierce, very frightening, the thunder, lightning strikes and the incessant rain, the downpour. But if a person is inside his house and he's safe and protected and dry and the water is not getting anywhere near him, then the storm outside can be raging, but inside the house he's at peace. Like that, the house of the heart must be at peace, even if there are storms raging outside. But the heart inside is at peace. That is what we are to aim for, strive for, and that is what has been taught to us. Now, I would like to share a very beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of this dua. And four things have been asked in this particular dua. So, the first of these four things, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. O Allah, I seek your protection. I take your protection from the following four things. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. First of the four things. Allah, they seek your protection from the removal of my bounties and favors, and the decline of my fortunes. The decline of my fortunes, the removal of my bounties and favors, I seek your protection from that. What a beautiful part of the dua we have been taught, that we seek Allah's protection from the changing of our fortunes, changing of our circumstances towards decline, the disappearance of our bounties and favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy has granted us. We ask Allah save us from the disappearance of our bounties. A person has got the bounties of home, family, food, comfort, peace, safety, protection, all these are. And then there's the ni'mat, the bounties of Islam, Iman, Quran. All these are big, big bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a time comes when sometimes the appreciation is not shown. Their true gratitude is not displayed. And the outcome and result of it is the removal and the snatching away of the bounty. Allahumma inni a'udhu min zawali ni'mati. Your ni'mat must not decline and disappear. I seek your protection from there. Person is living a nice, happy, comfortable, peaceful life at home. He did not appreciate what Allah gave him. Suddenly, some calamity befell and the house is gone. Or he got into some kind of financial difficulty. And now they have to sell the house and go and rent somewhere in one small 2x2 flat. Now a person had a big ni'mat of a house of his own. Now he has to go and rent from someone and he lost everything. A person had a beautiful family, but then something happened and now he's estranged. The family have become disunited, divided, and they are now estranged from each other. And there's no peace, there's no tranquility. Person's whole heart, peace of heart has been shattered and broken. A person had very good business and suddenly some decline happened. The business is gone down and now he was the owner of his own business. He has to go work for somebody and seek employment somewhere, or he has to take financial help from people. He has to take charity from people, Allah forbid. Then these are the decline and the disappearance of those bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we seek Allah's protection from. So four things. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Second thing, wa tahawuli afiyatik. And the turning away and the turning over of my condition of afiyat, safety and protection, my space or my feelings and my comfort zone, that zone of my comfort, that zone of peace and tranquility that I was enjoying in my life, tahawuli afiyatik, that suddenly got capsized and turned over. My afiyat is gone now. Now I'm disturbed, I'm a disturbed person. I can't get sleep anymore. I'm anxious, I'm, you know, in a state of depression. And I can't find a quick solution to my problems. And now I find myself in a very, very compromised position as far as my good fortunes were concerned. I find myself now in a situation where there's no peace of heart, no peace of mind. Now a person sometimes has to even resort to sleeping pills, sleeping tablets. He has to take medication to calm his nerves. He has to take some kind of tranquilizers. He has to take some kind of medication. I'm talking about the halal kind of medication, not even that haram medication or haram. We won't call it medication, but the haram substances that will ruin him completely. We are talking about that medication that is permissible, but now he has to resort to that medication now. because his afiyat has been capsized and his afiyat has been turned upside down. Now, وَتَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ. Allah, I seek your protection from the removal and the disturbance of my afiyah. Because there is nothing greater in this world for a believer after iman than afiyah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that after iman, the greatest blessing a believer can enjoy in this world is afiyah. Afiyah. What is afiyah? Afiyah is safety, protection, the removal of all kinds of, harmful conditions, and the securing of all kinds of conducive conditions. This is what is called afiyah. So Allah, I seek your protection from the capsizing of my afiyah. And the third thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is wa fujaati niqmatik wa fujaati niqmatik. Niqmat is the opposite of ni'mat. There are two words that are similar in their sound and close in spelling, but directly opposite in meaning. So in Arabic, there's a word that's called ni'mah. Ni'mah is blessing, bounty, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite of that is called niqmah. Niqmah is a calamity, a disaster, a catastrophe. This is what we'll call a niqmah. And ni'mah is the opposite. So Allah, I seek your protection from fujaati niqmatik. A sudden arrival and a sudden occurrence of your niqmah, of some calamity or disaster that befalls me. A person is going somewhere, suddenly there was a terrible accident, whole family got wiped out, or all the people got terribly injured and hurt and in hospital for weeks on end. A person was met up in some kind of a robbery, or some, Allah forbid, protect us from crime, criminal hijacking or something like that, or there was some kind of natural disaster that happened, earthquake or hurricane or some kind of flood or something like that. So these are all called niqmah, and sudden niqmah is fujaati niqmatik, a calamity that comes suddenly upon a person before you even know it happened. There was no time to prepare or to do anything or to get yourself organized or arranged before. So this is the third thing that we seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa fujaati niqmatik. And the fourth thing is wa jamii sakhatik, from everything that will bring upon us your anger, your wrath and your displeasure. We seek Allah's protection from His anger, from Allah's displeasure, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath befalling us, because that is the end of a person. In fact, if the fourth thing happened, that we incurred Allah's anger, we incurred Allah's displeasure, we incurred Allah's wrath upon us, then the other three things will happen as a result of this fourth thing. So therefore, we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from his wrath, his displeasure, his anger befalling us, because when that will happen, our favors and bounties that we enjoy will decline, and our peace of heart and mind will be capsized, and sudden calamities and disasters will befall. So these are those beautiful du'as that have been taught to us, and that we should hold tight unto these du'as in this time and age, especially with whatever is happened in the world on a global, international level. Then there are problems that happen on a national level, then on a regional, then provincial, then on a local, then even within the home, all over, within a person's self. So from all these problems, we seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special protection. And so we say, Allahumma inni a'udhu or na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik and wa tahawuli afiyatik and وَفُجَاءَةِ نِقْمَتِكَ وَجَمِيعِ سَخَتِكَ. When we acquire these protections from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then life becomes easy, smooth. like we call, you know, smooth sailing. Smooth sailing. Very easy, life goes well, everything goes nice, everything goes according to the normal way of things in this world. This is the condition of favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the short dua, and four beautiful things have been taught to us in this dua. We should try to learn it, and we should try to supplicate in this dua on a regular basis, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us these things and to protect us from these calamities. We find that this word sudden is mentioned in this hadith sharif, in this dua. Allah, we seek protection from your sudden calamities that befall. It's something that happens so quick and fast in a flash of a moment, in a blink of an eye. If something happened, some calamity befell a person, this all of a sudden, a person wasn't even aware this disaster or calamity is coming. He wasn't even prepared for it, and suddenly this calamity and this disaster befell a person. So we seek Allah's protection from sudden, you know, this swift conditions of bad and of harm that overtake a person. We find another hadith, also similar dua Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, and this time there's two duas also like contesting or opposing each other, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fujaati Allahumma inni as'aluka min fujaati al-khair, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fujaati al-khair wa a'udhu bika min fujaati al-shar. Oh Allah, I seek from you sudden goodness that must befall me. When it comes to good, if it's sudden, it's even better. A person wasn't expecting, and it came his way. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. A person comes, hey, I got good news. Oh, mashallah. So he wasn't expecting any good news. Suddenly the person came, I got good news. Okay, the person is happy now. Going to hear some good news. Gives him the good news. A person, you know, suddenly came upon some big bounty or favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was not even anticipating or expecting. This is sudden goodness. This is what we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that good can come suddenly. It is alhamdulillah welcome. But on the same, in the same dua, wa a'udhu bika min fujaati shar, O Allah, I seek your protection from sudden evil or sudden harm that must befall me, because then, you know, a person wasn't prepared. Now your whole life is turned upside down. Suddenly a person had some sickness that befell him, you know, just had, all of a sudden he just had a stroke and now he's paralyzed. He had a massive heart attack or whatever. Now his whole life is capsized. The whole life is turned upside down. He was not prepared for all this that befell him. Now his whole life is turned upside down. Now he has to adapt according to these circumstances. Now he's dependent on others. Now he's helpless. Now he doesn't know what to do. Sometimes there's no one to support him, or there are people but they're not interested in helping him, supporting him. And this person is in such a plight now, that sometimes a person wishes that rather I'll be underground than being on the ground, because of the condition of plight that befell him. So therefore, we should hold on to these du'as of Nabi. One last du'a, also in which the word sudden has been mentioned. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this du'a, he made du'a like this, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min mautil fuj'a, O Allah, I seek your protection from sudden death. Death that came so suddenly that I was not ready, I was not even prepared, and death came upon a person in that condition. So that is also a dua that we have been taught, that ask Allah Ta'ala's protection from a sudden death and a sudden calamity, because these are things that a person hasn't prepared for. He hasn't prepared for life after death. He hasn't put his matters in order. He has not fixed all the things that needed to be fixed. He did not put his matters aright. And now what happens to a person? Allahu Akbar. Death overtakes him all of a sudden. And now his matters are all upside down. and nobody knows what is going on, who he's owing, who's owing him, and what is the situation as far as, you know, his, all his financial matters, all his other matters, and even all the simple things like, you know, his account, his passwords, how to get access into all his information. There was nothing that was left behind. Now how do the people after this know how to even access all the information? They don't know the password to. And now, you know, everything is just like in a state of limbo, because there was no advance, no warning, there was no preparation, there was nobody informed, nobody was confided in, nobody was given the information, there's no proper will, there's no wasiyah, there's nothing. So Allah protect us from a sudden death. That a person must have time at least to prepare for the afterlife, to make tawbah, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to mend things, to fix things, to mend relationships with people, to mend relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill all unfulfilled obligations like the salahs that were missed, the fast that were missed, the zakat that was not paid, qurbani that may have not been done, hajj that was not performed. A person wants to put all these things right before he leaves this world, as best as we can. And now maut came suddenly. Now there was no opportunity to put anything right now. Now he's going to be facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition that now he has so many outstanding rights and obligations. There may be people he was owing and there was no declaration, and those people now are not getting paid what they're due and so on. So these are very, very, very critical situations. So we should ask Allah Ta'ala's protection from sudden death, from sudden calamities, sudden disasters, and the removal of all our bounties and safety and all our favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of all, Allah's protection from Allah's anger, Allah's wrath, Allah's displeasure, because that is what invites the storm of calamities onto a person's head. May Allah give us tawfiq and guidance and make it easy for everyone, whatever condition, whatever plight they may be, whatever situation they may be in. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for every single person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us out from our problems, difficulties. If we are in a problem, we are in a calamity, we should never lose hope, we should never become despondent, but we should hold the rope of hope. Hold on to the rope of hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out of the difficult conditions also, because He is in Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has got power over everything, and when He has power over everything, then all conditions are part of the things, and Allah has got control of over the things. So He's got control of the conditions. Allah will take a person out of what might appear to be like an impossible circumstances. Allah can take a person out of that also. And it has happened to many people, alhamdulillah, when it looked like their whole life fell apart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought everything back together. And that is by Allah's mercy and turning to Him and begging of Him and seeking of Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, 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 very kind, very merciful and very generous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant